Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Trendfamous Dunk Shot.
Dunk Shot.
That is a reference to a mic'd up moment from the NBA, from Grizzlies reserve forward, John Conchar.
Conch Jitty on Twitter. I don't know what his handle is.
And he was like, I don't know how I got that name. He said he made it up because he thought it sounded cool with
good
his
branding.
Last name. Jitty Conchar.
Maybe a reference to another thing Jack and I are doing. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe maybe you hear about it. Maybe you won't. I don't know.
We don't know.
Mysteries abound.
Yeah. But you can hear our analysis of that maybe someday in the not too distant future.
Although I think people who saw me asking for ideas in the Discord may have an idea. But I don't know.
I'm Jack. You are Miles.
Yeah.
And here are some things that are trending.
Yep.
Neil Young is trending. This is refreshing.
Yeah.
An aged rock star who is trending for a good reason. He's demanding Spotify remove his catalog since they want to keep platforming Joe Rogan.
Yeah. He said, it's me or Joe Rogan. And Neil, I respect the shit out you, man. I appreciate what you're doing. They'll be like, okay, here's your catalog.
Deuces. But, deuces, Neil.
But I like the energy because, you know, that I feel like that is leverage artists have over Spotify to say, you know what? You know, what sayest you, Beyonce, Jay-Z,
Drake,
Taylor Swift? You know what I mean? Like, that would kick them in their ass, but I don't think these people are invested enough. And probably they're not interested in wading into the culture wars as it is with the, what does he do? Like 11 million downloads a fucking episode or something?
Yeah, I think it's slightly more than our show is what I'm told, which I know is going to be surprising to a lot of people. But
hey, we're daily. Come on, folks.
Come on, bro. But yeah, I mean, I do. You know, let's see it from the younger generation. Let's get out there.
Yeah, but again, I mean, like, it's always commendable, but you know, asking the money-making machine with no feelings or a soul to have that, it's a losing battle.
It's a loser, man. Sorry.
Hey, man, love the energy. Love the energy, Neil. Love the energy.
Rahoslk is trending.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that is Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Yes. Bravo is firing the cast member, Jenny, who is the... you know, one of the few Asian cast members in the franchise of the Real Housewives franchise because of, you know, some racist, ignorant ass Facebook posts that she had cooking. And, you know, people were like, ugh, that's gross. But at the same time, when they put out a whole little Instagram post being like, you know, we're parting ways. Like, this is not what we stand for kind of shit. A lot of people, anyone who's watched the show is like, okay, do Luann next. Do you remember when she had blackface on?
Right.
Okay, what about Ramona Singer? What about old Turtle Time?
What did Ramona do?
Yeah, so it just reeks of hypocrisy. Hypocrisy.
The highest of hypocrisy.
The highest of Tupac receipts. But this is just like another moment too, where you're like, oh, you're using like this, you know, a person of color to be like your sacrificial lamb when you have so much house cleaning to do. If you're gonna, you know, set a standard, it's a terrible look when you're then like excusing it for white cast members.
You got some real house cleaning to do, is more like it.
Oh boy. But this is the problem with all these reality shows. I mean, they cast whoever, and if you get, you know, eyeballs on the show, it's easier for them to make the argument internally that we can't actually do away with you. Because right. That would be the end of the show. But then you're like, well, then you need to do better and realize you can't be tethered to people who are, you know, spreading all kinds of dumb nonsense and hate.
Yeah, like people talk about how the Eminem's controversy that was kicked up by Tucker Carlson because he's like, I don't want to fuck the green Eminem anymore. What's right. going on here? I've seen people be like, well, that's just free marketing for Eminem's. Like they got exactly what they wanted. And, you know, every other like brand controversy. And like, I don't know if I'm fully convinced that they knew that Tucker Carlson was going to be so mad that he doesn't want to fuck the green M&M anymore. But like with reality shows, like you can just see it in the casting. Like they know that putting awful people who say bad things on the show is what drives interest in the show. Yeah. So like that for sure feels like it's by design. Yeah. By design.
Bidizzy.
And Jimmy Fallon, there's this clip from Fallon. I don't know. Do we want to watch it? Like how it's Jimmy Fallon and a unrecognizable to me, Paris Hilton.
You've just been out the game, man.
I've just been out the game.
Yeah.
It's been months since I hung out with Paris, but she's like in Ariana Grande, like cosplay. It feels like she's, you know, she's
so much weaving.
Yes.
The hair is thicker than we've ever seen, and the ponytail going up to the fucking space station.
Mm-hmm. Looks great, but I just didn't recognize
this conversation,
her.
Though. This conversation, speaking of NFTs, right? We're already kicking crypto while it's down. This is the most, I think we do need to play it just because, you know, based on what we were saying, right? That the whole crypto market is, you know, it's kept alive by more unwitting investors entering the space and being able to, you know, keep the revenue there. So for people who own a ton of crypto, they still have, you know, the value is still there. So we always see celebrities and people with huge platforms always being like, you know, these big evangelists for crypto. But this is like such a transparent, like promo for NFTs between Jimmy Fallon and Paris Hilton that they can't even, like, not to say that they're our greatest actors, but my God, they are so checked out of this conversation. Well,
I feel like they are, it reminds, like somebody told them that this is like the next big thing and they don't understand why, because there is actually no real like logic at the core of it, but they are, it's just so strange. This feels like, if you've ever seen like those Vic Berger clips or like the editing makes everything feel like you're like having a bad trip or you've just been poisoned with some sort of like mean psychedelic, that's what this clip feels like, but that you don't have to do any of the editing because it's just everything about it is very strange.
They're showing each other printed out NFTs and they're talking about it. And this is a segment on a late night show.
I'm so happy I taught you what they were.
You did. You taught me what's up, and then I bought an ape.
I got an ape, too, because I saw you on the show with Beeple, and you said you got a MoonPay, so I went and I copied you and did the same thing.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
This is your ape.
Yeah, we debuted. It's really cool. Like the hat, the shades.
People are applauding for a fucking picture.
People went, oh.
Pick your ape.
Yes, I was going through a lot of them, and I was like, I want something that like kind of reminds me of me, but this one, it does. I think we made like another version of it where he, takes the hat off and blonde hair comes out.
Yeah, because you can do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm, animated version.
We're part of the same. We're part of the same community. We're both apes.
I love it.
Here, my. This is my ape.
Yours. Yours is so cool. I love the red heart sunglasses. I love
what?
It reminded me of me a little bit because I wear striped shirts. Mm-hmm. I've worn these heart sunglasses because my daughter's.
Okay, just stop. We're fucked. We're fucked.
We're so fucked, man.
What the fuck is that? Like, really? I've come around on Paris Hilton over the years. But it's just like one of these things, too. It's just so transparent. Like, what is happening? They don't give a fuck. They said we need to leverage our celebrity and use this TV show to platform this NFT and get more people just to normalize it, introduce it to the discussion. So now more people are, you know, tuning in for a shot.
Do you think it's that transparent that like somebody went to them and was like, here is a briefcase of money, do this? Or do you think it's them like chasing a trend that they think, like when Reese Witherspoon is like, everybody should know that the next big thing, like that also felt like transparently, like somebody was paying her to say that. But like, do you think that it's just a thing where they're like, no, this is the next big thing because people say it is. And so like,
they're around people who are getting rich off of it for sure because they're wealthy. And so to them, it is a normal, it's another way to make money. They're completely removed from what it all means. But I think for them, it's like the data points I have are this fucking guy I know. He sold this thing for like $500,000. Like, it's so wild. Like, I'm getting involved too. And then once they're in there and they probably see things going on, I'm sure people are in their ears like, you guys got to be really out there to promote it because, you know, the more people that like start to get in on this revolution, the more that your stake actually increases in value. Right. And so I don't know if that's where I'm like, did the people who like got them to even do this shit, like that to be like, yeah, man, I'll fuck it. Here's my NFT. Are they, I don't know. I just don't know if they're getting told to like, you got to actually hype it up a little bit, or they just inherently know that. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. It's like, but that's what's so insidious about the whole like logic of late stage capitalism is like that instinct of like trying to keep up with like the latest trends and like whatever's making people money and like whatever people think is cool is like built in, is like baked into the DNA of the system so that like you don't even need to like get behind the scenes and tell Jimmy Fallon to do the thing like they used to do in the 50s where they were like, tell them you're smoking parliaments.
Exactly.
And it's smooth.
And it's the same thing. Like we've seen Kim Kardashian also like do like these pump and dump schemes for crypto and shit. It's just, I think it's just part of, if you're an influencer now, you're going to be offered a check. Because people who are, you know, really trying to get crypto and NFTs to take off know that getting celebrity buy-in to normalize this is the biggest weapon or tool that they have at their disposal. So, you know, it's all right there, folks. Anyway, buy Zitecoin.
Exactly. That's the only real NFT. Let's take a quick break, during which you will probably hear an ad for Zitecoin, and then we will be right back. Zitecoin Moon, Zitecoin Moon.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. And we're back. And
I love that ad where I'm like, I had nothing until I bought 1400 Zeitcoin. Now I'm a billionaire.
Billion. All right. Disney's trending. It's about time. Somebody needs to start giving these folks a look. So they're making a live action Snow White.
Okay.
And like they've announced the casting of Snow White. They've announced the casting of the Evil Queen. They've announced a dude, but they're like, it's not the prince and it's not the huntsman, so make of that what you will. And then they haven't announced the casting of the Seven Dwarves, and Peter Dinklage called out Disney for how backward their approach to live action Snow White had been.
Right.
And so they're coming out saying they're going to do the right thing, I guess.
Quote, to avoid reinforcing stereotypes from the original animated film, we are taking a different approach with these seven characters and have been consulting with members of the dwarfism community. Like, do you even need it? You know, like, are you going to do a Song of the South live action remake too?
Right.
Like, and we are, we're consulting with the racist crow community to make sure that right. We don't offend anyone. It just seems like I just feel like these live action remakes of cartoons are so fucking weird and I don't like them.
Yeah. Who can forget the live action Lion King that, everybody immediately forgot it.
Right.
It wasn't like, that's, the live action remakes feel Like we've talked about how Avatar is a movie that like had no cultural imprint, even though it was like wildly popular. Like all the live action remakes feel the same way too. It's
right.
Just like, oh yeah, okay, that was a thing that happened 7 years ago, but like nobody thinks about those things. I feel like
right.
Beauty and the Beast.
Was that one good? I thought people liked that. I don't even know. So again, and I never check for them because I'm like, this is
like
freaky.
Yeah,
look, I'm not interested. I don't know who Maleficent is. I have to go.
Yeah. All right. I'm not going to lie. I love the Beauty and the Beast live action remake. Although I could see people like kids liking it because it's just that's the first one they're seeing instead of the cartoon, you know?
Right.
And so, yeah, maybe it will have a lasting
impact.
I like
how you're really trying to both sides.
Like, well, no, I'm just like wondering why Disney does it other than the like quick cash grab. And I'm guessing it's because like they're seeing on Disney Plus that people are like watching
right.
the shit out of it because they have kids and they're just like, you know, my kid wants to see Gaston like die in real life, not just an animated version.
It's probably the same thing like they're, you know, conservatives trying to do with history. It's like, yo, man, get it out because some kids ain't seen the shit yet. And the version you tell them, they might believe that. Whereas they'll be like, yes, this is this generation's Beauty and the Beast. And they won't get so weirded out when they like, my Beauty and the Beast was the animated version. So I see you, Disney.
apprehended. Jim Jordan is tweeting out some nonsense.
Yeah, just more. He's just trying to like drum up more xenophobic fucking immigration angst and fear. Tweeting 1.9 million illegal immigrants were apprehended at the southern border in 2021. That's larger than the population of Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Columbus, Ohio combined.
Mm.
Okay, so what exactly is your gripe that people were apprehended?
Right.
Or you're trying to just make the point in a very dumb way that it's like there are more illegal immigrants have been apprehended than these cities in my state, folks.
They're
it's
coming
a fear
for
of
you,
a brown planet.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah. But that's why a lot of people are like, so what are you for? Like, if apprehended bad, then letting people roam freely to come back for their court date, good?
Yeah.
Accidental ally.
Absolutely. Puerto Rican protesters tore down the Ponce de Leon statue. So the King of Spain, which is still a thing, was set to visit Puerto Rico for the 500th anniversary of the founding of its capital, San Juan, and protesters tore down a statue of Juan Ponce de Leon.
What the fuck did they... What is wrong with these colonizers, man?
They should just let... Yeah.
Like,
they should
what,
just they, let him walk in and be like, ah, yes. Hello,
also, that it's a good idea.
My subjects.
Like, no, yeah. Man. Like, the last time we saw somebody with your title, it was, fuck out of here!
Right.
And then you think it's going to be with arms wide open when you show up? Come on now. It's like, it's such an... Puerto Rico's already in such a fucked up place because as it stands, the federal government's like, I don't know, are you a state? Do you need, like, do we need to look at the predatory debt that people have put this place into? Do we need to actually make sure there's representation in Congress that is tangible, meaningful, or just, you know, what are we doing here?
Yeah, just absolutely, politically, completely fucked over repeatedly.
But sure, but we have the fucking King of Spain. Like, that sounds like a joke name.
Right, the King of Spain. Spain. Yeah.
That sounds like a DJ's name in Ibiza or something. Yo, coming to the stage after Armin van Helden is the King of Spain. Ah!
Right. Yeah. Still monarchy over there. Still have it going. And then there's some NBA...
Hubbub.
So people are talking about how, like, James Harden had a funny reaction to Kyrie Irving. So these are the Nets, the big three of the Nets, who are, like, three of the best offensive players, probably top eight. Three of their players are top eight offensive players in the NBA. Harden came in a little out of shape, but he's now, like, getting back to his typical speed. So people are now being like, Harden hates the other two guys. Like, it's, like, very...
Right.
It's just the way that people write about the NBA, and I don't know. I find it very boring when, like, the whole thing is, like, about, you know, who's going to get traded for who, and, like, just breathlessly speculating on, like, trades that 99.9% of them never happen. So this is now being connected to, like, Ben Simmons, who they can't trade because he's sort of a toxic asset because he has refused to play this year. And... it's just, I don't know, it's very boring.
Yeah, this happens in, like, so many sports too, where you just need a shred of something that's possible, and then you can get so many clicks on the articles that say nothing, and get so much engagement on tweets that say nothing.
Right.
Because this is, like, the kind of thing where it's like, hey man, he intends to, you know, experiment with free agency, even if it lands him back in, you know, Brooklyn, is, like, one of the things, and then so you can use that. It's like fucking QAnon, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Well, he's exploring. He said he's down to explore free agency. He kind of looked at Kyrie weird in this clip, even though they smiled and embraced each other at the end. And Ben Simmons. Okay, we got it. Here's the story.
Right.
I'm sure it's tiring, but
yeah,
that'd be cool to see Embiid and James Harden play.
Yeah.
You like
Embiid. Yeah. I would love, I'd love to see anybody and Embiid play, basically. Like, any right. like whoever they could replace Simmons with will be great. Right. Like, I, people are like, maybe Simmons will come back and start playing. Like, I don't, why? Like, what? What's he going to do that is going to make anybody, like, they are not a fit. Like, just, yeah, they need to yeah. trade him for somebody. But all right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending
on this
Tuesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Yep. Get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Wear a mask. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And yep. we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.